Hi there. Today, an interesting question. Do you smoke? If you do, it might look a bit like this. Except I don't smoke, and actually this is a pen. But you get the idea. That's smoking, or the verb to smoke. And given that smoking is so bad for your health, should governments stop us from smoking? In today's podcast, let's talk about the UK government's new plan, strategy, to phase out smoking. By 2027, it will be illegal, against the law, in the UK for anyone born after 2009 to buy cigarettes. It's a gradual but bold move to ensure that future generations are smoke-free. But this raises a question. How much should governments decide our personal choices for us? How involved should government be in your personal habits? In this podcast, vocabulary and phrases about smoking, personal freedom, and government interventions. Governments telling people what to do, in other words. This is a hot topic in the UK after Rishi Sunak's ban on smoking. It was decided this week that it will be law by 2027. A ban, B-A-N, means a rule against, a law which says you can't do something. That is a ban. And Rishi Sunak's ban on smoking in the UK is quite clever. It'll happen over time. It's not immediate. But the bigger question is, can and should governments stop us from doing things like smoking? So I'm giving you an interesting and current topic to listen to while you practice your English language listening. Don't forget, listen to this podcast a number of times to practice and understand any new words and phrases while you listen. And if you want to know how that works, try podcast 736. At the end of this podcast, I'll share an interesting viewpoint from Prue Leith, known from the Great British Bake Off, if you know her at all. She speaks about why she supports the government's new tough regulations on lifestyle. It's a perspective that might just change your mind. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So it's been 70 years since scientists first linked smoking to diseases like lung cancer. And over the years since, the evidence has only grown and grown. It's bad for our health. Smoking isn't just a habit. It's an exposure to over 70 cancer-causing chemicals with every puff. And smoking causes so much death and suffering. People get ill. People die. And it costs billions of pounds to our NHS, our health service, in other words. It's no wonder there's a push to stop it. According to the BBC News website, smoking causes around 80,000 deaths per year across the UK, and it costs the NHS and the economy an estimated £17 billion every year. No wonder governments want to do something about it. How will Rishi Sunak's law work? Well, this law will mean that anyone born from 2009 onwards will never be able to buy cigarettes legally in the UK. So they aren't making a law against smoking. That would be too difficult to enforce. And they're not stopping people born from 2009 onwards from buying cigarettes abroad and bringing them into the UK. It will just be illegal for people of that age and younger to buy cigarettes. That generation, it means a group of people of roughly the same age. And if we talk about the generations, we're talking about ages which are around 30 years apart. The average age where people might have children. That's a generation. But we'll hopefully ensure that future generations of people don't smoke. So if smoking is so bad for us, why hasn't it been banned already? A number of points here, I think. It's really, really difficult for people to give up smoking. It's an addiction. That's A-D-D-I-C-T-I-O-N. You're addicted. And that means that it's really hard to give up. people have to go through what's known as withdrawal, W-I-T-H-D-R-A-W-A-L. And that means you're coming off a drug and experiencing negative effects. That's withdrawal. So a sudden and complete ban on smoking, can you imagine? It would be a mass forced drug withdrawal. Stopping smoking makes people very grumpy. There might be public disorder, road rage, or other things happening that are connected to everyone giving up smoking at once. There might be all kinds of madness. And smokers would argue for their right to carry on, probably. Another reason that's usually given for not banning smoking: tobacco companies pay the government lots of tax, T-A-X. Tobacco is what's inside a cigarette, and tobacco companies are the businesses that make and sell cigarettes. The tax that is received from tobacco companies is far, far less than it costs us in healthcare in the UK. So tobacco tax is less than the cost to the NHS of treating people with lung diseases as a result of smoking. ASH, which is a group in the UK which stands for Action on Smoking and Health, say that the UK economy would be better off by £13 billion if people gave up smoking. So perhaps it was once true that tobacco tax covered the cost of healthcare, but it is no longer true. But the main reason for not banning smoking: belief in personal choice, personal freedom. We're all adults and we make decisions for ourselves, even though sometimes that may do us harm. That's the argument that many people put. And this is at the heart of any debate over personal freedom versus public health concerns. Just a reminder, if you're enjoying this podcast and you like listening to interesting topics while you learn English, there are hundreds more podcasts on our website and you can buy them in bundles of 50. You know where to go. It's all on our courses page at adeptenglish.com. So there have been various other times where the UK government has intervened. They've taken a stand. They've put laws in that stop people from doing things, that ban certain activities. And all the time people have objected. To object, O-B-J-E-C-T, means you complain against it. You speak up against something. That's to object. You make an objection. When they first came out, people objected to laws about drink driving. That challenged people's personal freedoms, apparently. The same with the law requiring us to wear seatbelts in cars. Objecting to those sorts of laws seems a bit silly now, doesn't it? But people did at the time. I don't really think that wearing a seatbelt is taking away someone's personal freedom. It's just sensible. Another one, banning smoking in public spaces. That became law in 2007 in the UK. Again, there were big objections at the time, but this has really worked to reduce ill health and smoking-related deaths. It's been successful. The last one, in 2018, the UK government introduced what was known as the sugar tax. They put a ban on fizzy drinks like Coca-Cola and lemonade containing more than a certain level of sugar. Companies who make those fizzy drinks objected massively. But since then, they have just got on with quietly making drinks with less sugar in them. No big problem. So yes, our government is interfering with personal choices, but actually all these measures have been quite successful in improving people's health. It's helping people to live longer when they don't necessarily make good choices for themselves. Now, there's a phrase in English that's used quite a lot in the newspapers. They all use the phrase nanny state, N-A-N-N-Y-S-T-A-T-E. I'll explain that. The word state in this context means a country and its government. Think of the United States of America. So state means government and country, or in the case of America, part of a country. If it's a nanny state, well, a nanny is a person that you pay to look after your children. So we might talk about children being nannied. Happens especially in rich and well-off families, I think. So the meaning here of nanny state or the nanny state, it's the viewpoint that the government is treating people like children, making choices for people instead of letting them make their own choice. So here, the nanny state is telling us that we can't make the choice to smoke. Not if we're born after 2009 onwards. That doesn't trouble me, actually. And normally, I would be of the opinion that I'd rather make my own choice than go with what the nanny state decides for me. But I caught an interview on the radio the other morning with Prue Leith. She was being asked about this. You may not know her, but if you do, it's because you'll have seen her on the UK version of the Great British Bake Off. She's one of the judges with Paul Hollywood. I know lots of countries have their own version of Bake Off. Anyway, I rather like Prue Leith. And here's what she had to say on the smoking ban. The link is in the transcript. And if you listen to it, you get a chance to hear Prue Leith say these things. If you listen to the clip of Prue Leith, it's a chance to hear quite an upper class British accent. Certainly received pronunciation. She's quite posh. Prue Leith. She says, the whole idea that we must avoid nanny government is absolute nonsense. If we can't look after ourselves, somebody has to look after us. And if the government is spending money, our money, to rectify our foolishness, then they've got every right to stop us being foolish. Prue Leith also thinks that governments should do more about the things that make us fat, ultra-processed foods. She says, I think they should do anything they can, frankly, to save the country money and save lives. I'm quite inclined to agree with Prue Leith on this. What are your thoughts? Are you a smoker? And have you ever tried to quit? How do you feel about the government telling us what to do? We are eager to hear your views. What do you think of a ban on smoking? And has this happened in your country? Or is personal freedom your mantra? Let us know. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.